Saddle up and settle in. It's time for New Local Country First. You're kicking country on Buck 92.3. Jam-packed with fresh country from artists who live right here in Central Michigan.
Where country legends live. Buck 92.3, Mount Pleasant.
Hey, this is Jeremy with Kickin' Country and keeping it local on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com, along with My Michigan Podcast. I got Jesse Klein with me. Jesse, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Let everyone know where you're from, and then we'll get into some of these fun questions.
Yeah, my name is Jesse Klein. I'm based out of Hastings, Michigan, right in between Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids.
Great little area.
Yeah, I love it out here. It's nice, quiet, and small town.
Yep.
But not too far from all the conveniences of a big city.
Well, that's like, I live in St. Louis, which is like 40 minutes north of Lansing and 40 minutes from Saginaw and 40 minutes from Midland. So we're, you know, and we're 20 minutes from Mount Pleasant. So we're kind of right there in the center as well.
Yeah, it is. It's a good place to be. Quiet when you want it to be, but
yep.
Take a short trip to get somewhere a little bigger.
You ready to get into some fun questions?
Yes, absolutely.
First one is, how did you first get into country music?
That is a great question. Growing up, I always listened to a lot of classic rock. My dad was into classic rock. And actually, when I first started learning how to play guitar, I was like 100% AC/DC everything.
Yeah.
And I just loved their riffs and all that stuff and loved their music. And I quickly realized that I couldn't sing it.
Yeah, didn't have the voice for it.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, no. The classic rock, those guys hit some crazy, crazy notes.
Yeah.
And just like that, kind of like, you know, their raspy voices and stuff like that. I obviously didn't have that or anything. So, you know, I still love listening to it. But then the older I got, I went through a country music phase of just like listening to it. I love listening to it. And my dad had some old cassette tapes that we'd always put on in his truck. And I kind of got into country that way. And then when I started learning how to play and sing, that was just kind of where I naturally gravitated towards.
It seems like everyone that I've talked to, mostly the guys that I've talked to, have all been that way too. They've been into classic rock and then kind of, I don't want to say fell into country music, but just started picking it up because maybe the grandparents or something listened to it. And so it's pretty neat to see that. I'm the same way. I love classic rock and country. I love both of them. And so it's pretty neat to hear that you're the same way.
I think country just in general just resonates, you know, with my lifestyle, mm-hmm. I guess, you know, the types of things that I enjoy doing, you know, hunting, fishing, all that fun stuff. And,
oh, yeah.
And just the sound. I love that honky tonk sound.
Was there a moment when you knew this is what you wanted to do?
No. So I wouldn't say that there was like an aha moment that was like, I want to do music as a career.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say. I always enjoyed it. And I actually picked up playing and singing for myself. As in like music was always some kind of a medication, like a way to like mentally relax and forget about what's going on in everyday life and all that. And so that was kind of like what sparked the whole playing and singing. I didn't get enough out of just playing guitar. I wanted like something else accompanying it, which is kind of where this, and I always sang in the car. I just never once thought about putting the two together.
Yeah.
But there was a defining moment that basically told me I need to do this in general in front of people. Mm-hmm. And it was when I was in college, my freshman year of college, I took a guitar with me, and that was about when I kind of started playing too. They had this little, like a dorm hall talent show that they did. And it was really the whole purpose of it was like networking, you know, I get to know your fellow students that are living in the dorm hall and, you know, show us something cool that you can do. And I just went down to listen and watch and meet some people and hang out. And I didn't take my guitar, didn't sign up. And a couple of my buddies were like, "Where's your guitar?" And I was like, "Oh, it's in the room. I'm not doing this."
Yeah.
No way. Long story short, they made me do it, and I ended up winning by playing "Every Rose Has Its Thorn" by Poison.
Uh-huh.
Just in general, like, you know, not winning it necessarily, but winning it, I guess, made me realize that other people can enjoy what I can do.
Yeah.
And that, so I guess that was like a defining moment where I was like, oh, maybe I should do this more. So then that was kind of like what started me getting into like some open mic nights and then eventually doing what I do now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who were your biggest musical influences growing up?
Oh, man. I mean, I still love rock and roll. So like AC/DC was a huge, I don't know if I would call it necessarily a musical influence, but the sound.
Yeah.
That's a big one. I still can't sing like that, but I do love mixing in some like rock and roll or Southern rock into my set and mm-hmm. things like that. And that type of sound, probably, and it changes a lot, but growing up, I listened to what then would have been modern country. So like, you know, late 90s
yep.
and 2000s country. That was it for me. So like the Dierks Bentleys, Brad Paisley, Toby Keith,
Garth.
Yeah, all that stuff that was, but like Dierks Bentley was one of my, still is probably one of my favorite artists. I kind of like that he's got a little bluegrassy sound to him, and
uh-huh.
they weren't really super influenced by everything going on. But yeah, that was probably a lot of my influence.
Here's a good question. Yeah, here's another good question for you. If someone's never heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
Also a very good question. I actually like to mix it up quite a bit. So I always try to make sure that no two songs really sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds kind of funny because when I'm writing songs, I'm pretty simple as far as like the chords that I know and use. Granted, I'm learning more every day. Like my chord progressions and stuff like that are relatively similar, but I try to like make the tempos and patterns and all that stuff different where no two songs sound the same. And then when mm-hmm. you get a full band into it, I really emphasize with the band that I'm recording with, like, hey, I kind of like might have a vision
yeah.
for a song as far as like the type of sound I want. So yeah, my songs go anywhere from like, I kind of got some like little honky tonkish, kind of like some swampy country, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have a couple songs that are a little more, they got some like a little more grungy rock and roll sound. So yeah, I like to change it up. I like to, you know, keep it in that, you know, I try to stay away from like the poppy stuff
yeah.
a little bit too. I'm a huge fan of real instruments.
Yeah.
So I try to stay away from any artificial sounds, I guess, with my recording. So anything a real instrument can make, I really try to stick to just because I love it. And I love the sound of a full band and banjos and mm-hmm. dobros and
The steel guitar is one of my favorites.
Yes, one of mine as well.
And I can't play an instrument. I can only play the radio or you know, but I can't play any instruments. I just love a steel guitar.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite sounds and, you know, traditional sound in country music.
Uh-huh. Do you have a favorite place to play or write music?
Oh, my writing actually happens in a lot of different places. Usually when I write, it's when something comes to me. I've not been a very good writer if I'm trying to, like, force something.
Yeah.
So usually when I have inspiration, I'll write. One of my favorite songs that I wrote, Not Gonna Stop You, which is on my latest EP. I wrote in voice memos driving home, I think from the studio, actually. I was driving home from the studio and I like had this idea in my, that kind of just like popped in my head. And yeah, I pretty much wrote that whole thing, singing voice memos into my phone. And then when I got home, I put it all together. But yeah, I mean, I kind of just like when that inspiration comes to me, that's when I write where I write. Favorite place to play. There's a bar down here in Hastings called Yankee Bill's. They burned down like a year and a half ago, but I played there every Friday for 7 years. And they're in the process of building a new place right now. They'll be back open in, you know, hopefully July, August timeframe. But
are they going to let you open up?
I think so.
That's awesome.
And just playing there over the years, I think it became my favorite just because
got to know everybody.
I got to know everybody. I built a following there. I got to watch the bar go from basically nothing to just like this establishment that mm-hmm. that people would like you know, come from all over the place just to go there, almost like a destination place. And so I got, you know, I played, I don't know how many empty bar rooms in that place at the beginning to that place being like an hour wait list by the time they burned down. So, you know, probably hands down my favorite place to be. But since they burned down, there's a couple other local places I like, the Horn Creek Pub, and then Rapid River Stillhouse in Grand Rapids was a pretty fun place to play.
That's
as
cool.
Well, but I love the local dive bars.
Yeah, that's what I told my wife this summer. I said, because we've, you know, working at the radio station, we've gone to a lot of concerts and everything. But I told her this summer, I don't care if I go to any big concerts. I said, I want to go see as many local shows as I can go see.
Yeah, you'll be surprised how many good musicians you come across.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan in general has got a very good music scene. And, man, just a ton of good musicians around. So I'm always pleasantly surprised when I get a chance to go out and see some live music myself. Just all the good talent out there. I love mm-hmm. it.
Is there one song that you've written that means the most to you?
Yeah, probably. This one was also like, not an accident, but kind of an accident. I'll give a quick backstory on it, but the song's called Storytelling, and it's the title track for my latest EP. But when I went to the studio to record that EP, I had not written the song yet, but I knew I wanted the EP to be called Storytelling,
mm-hmm.
Because every song that I write's got a story behind it. And we went to the studio and threw some tracks down. I brought them home, listened to them, and I just like it just like wasn't resonating with me. So I called the studio back and I was like, I don't want to redo it all. And they were like, well, you might as well bring some more songs with you then, so you're not wasting your money
on
extra studio time. And I was like, well, I don't really have any. So that's kind of how Not Gonna Stop You was born, and that's how Storytelling was born. But Storytelling, the lyrics are all basically it's just kind of like about life and growing up. And you know, it starts off in the beginning talking about growing up as kids with your own, you know, your family, your parents, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Goes into like college days, hanging out with your friends and everything like that, and then you know, kind of growing into your own life and building your own family, and just how even though people get separated and spread out around the country every time you meet up or talk or whatever, you know, is reminiscing, and it, you know, almost feels like you didn't really miss out on anything. So
yeah, that's
and then I got to watch that song start happening in real time as I actually started building. I wrote it before I had any kids of my own, and now I have one and another on the way, and it's just crazy to just continue watching that song
evolve, huh?
And evolve more, or like I can relate to it even more now than I did when I wrote it, which is just crazy.
What's your songwriting process like? Do you do lyrics first or melody first?
I would say lyrics probably.
Yeah, and then you just kind of fit some music to them.
Typically though, I will have like I'll kind of come up with a melody in my head while I'm writing to just mm-hmm. kind of help me organize everything.
Yeah.
And then it'll change 100% by the time it's actually, you know, I come up with actual music for it and all that.
Yeah.
So usually I have a melody and then I'll start trying to come up with music and I'll be like, well, that doesn't work at all. And then I'll kind of rewrite it or rearrange it.
We'll be right back with more Jesse Klein.
Hey, this is Jesse Klein and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Been sitting there staring at me from the passenger seat of this old Chevy, and I don't know what you've been doing to me, but I'm begging you please, cause your eyes won't let me look down the road and keep driving straight. Girl, you got my mind in a whole nother place. Let's pull this beast over. Hey girl, now what do you say? So why don't we just throw this truck in park? Tell me where you want to start. We can take it real slow, lay back and just look at the stars. I'm there with you. Take a pretty little head and just lay down on my chest. You're gonna make me wanna confess that if things heat up, there's no telling what I might do. But I'm not gonna stop you. We'll hard to stay in my seat, but every single thing you do just tortures me. There's no telling what tomorrow brings, but from every little message that you're sending me, gonna wanna make sure that I stick around to see.
Country. We'll be right back on Buck 92.3.
Buck 92.3.
Where country legends live.
The red hot deals continue at Sneff Camp Chrysler of Midland. Make this the summer of savings by taking advantage of the hottest deals in the Great Lakes Bay region. Save up to 15% on Rams or finance at 0% for 60 months. Or lease one from $359 a month. Save over $5,500 on Grand Cherokee or finance for $2.9 for up to 84 months. Or lease one from $379 a month. 2026 Pacificas save over $7,000 and finance at 1.9% for 48 months. Or lease one from $499 a month. Take over 10% off Gladiator Rubicon, lease a Wrangler from $389 a month, or save over $7,500. Or lease a Compass Limited from $339 a month. The temperatures are rising, but the payments are falling at Sneff Camp all summer long. Sneff Camp Automotive, serving Michigan for over 100 years and making car buying fun in the Great Lakes Bay region.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country. Country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back with more Jesse Klein. What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
I try to keep it, you know, I play acoustic solo, but I try to keep it pretty high energy and fun and upbeat. And, you know, I put some slower songs in there in my sets and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm all about the energy, and I feed off the crowd too. So when people are in it, people are requesting stuff, and I try to pick my set list, you know, based on what the crowd is responding to as well. So if I try something and like a style or a, you know, a tempo or whatever, and people, I can kind of see that, like, either people aren't feeling it or they're not responding to it, I'll typically try to adjust and do something else.
Uh-huh.
And then you know, try to see what people are feeling that night.
Has anyone ever yelled out, "Hey, play Freebird"?
No, never. yeah, just about every time I play,
I'd be one of those guys. "Hey, play Freebird."
Yeah, and then I play it, and they're like, "Wait, I didn't mean it."
Yeah,
I'm like, "Yeah, it's my turn to mess with you."
Yep. Here's a fun one too.
But yeah, no, it's all fun.
Yeah, entertainment. You know, you should be having fun doing it. If not, you know, you're not doing the thing that you're supposed to be doing. So.
That's right. The crowd interaction is, you know, just as much fun as just playing and singing.
Uh-huh. Do you remember your first live performance? Was it the talent show at school there?
That was the first live performance. But I also remember, so like after that, like probably what I would consider my first, like, you know, real life performance in a public setting was at a local bar in Kalamazoo called Old Dog Tavern. And they had an open mic night every Tuesday. And it was kind of one of those bars you walk in and you don't really know what type of crowd you get, because it's like downtown Kalamazoo, but this bar is directly across the street from Bell's Brewery.
Okay.
But it's a gravel parking lot. And you walk into this place and you're just like, this almost feels like a biker bar. And, you know, you're not really sure what type of people are going to be in there, or if it's like when you walk in, if all these heads are going to turn and be like, who's this stranger?
Yeah. He's not one of us walking in here.
Yeah. But it wasn't like that in the place. The place is actually amazing. I loved it. But the first open mic I did, some friends of mine from high school had talked me into going with them. So I did. And it was only like three songs and you were done.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this is a perfect way to get my feet wet in a bar setting. And I was nervous. Oh, man. I was like shaking out of my boots probably when I got up there and did this. And by the time I was done with that third song, I was like, can I keep going?
Yeah.
It was just so fun. And the crowd in there was so receptive and awesome. It just like made you feel right at home. And I was like, I could do that again.
Yeah. This one goes right with that question I just asked you about your first live performance. What's been your most memorable show so far?
Oof. Oh, man. That's a hard one. I've had some really good ones. Yeah, I mean, Yankee Bills, there's several nights out there that just like the place just got so busy and a lot of people started coming out there for the music that it was just always so much fun in there. But I played at Rapid River Stillhouse in Grand Rapids. This one's up there on my memorable shows just because there was a couple nights where the place was like shoulder to shoulder packed. They have a stage set up and a sound guy and everything like that, and just everything felt like it was on point that night, and the crowd was just like singing back to me almost every single song I played. And it was just like, just that feeling, you know, it's such a cool feeling. But I did a thing called West Michigan Idol one time as well. And it was just kind of like, it was like a Grand Rapids, I think like WOD TV 8 or WOTV 4.
Okay.
That's what it was. Put it on, and it was like Allie Mack from B93 was one of the judges for this thing, and a couple other Matt Girard, who's he wasn't like American Idol guy, and he's from Kalamazoo and all that stuff. So anyways, I made it into like the finals for this thing, and it was like the winner got a something audition related with actual American Idol.
Okay.
But that finals was at the intersection in Grand Rapids. So I played on stage in the elevation room at the intersection, and it was like open to the public and everything. And so that was a really cool experience, but on a completely different spectrum than like my favorite bar experience.
Yeah. Here's a fun one, too, I like to ask. If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
I feel like Luke Combs would be a really good one for a little more modern guy. He just seems so down to earth, and he does not care about the machine. He is just doing his thing, and he's himself all the time up there. And he seems just like a super cool guy to sit down and drink a beer with. So if I had to pick one to open for now, he would probably be up there towards the top of the list.
That's a good one.
But I love some other like Southern rock, some guys that aren't even, they're like not signed to a label or anything, like Whiskey Myers type bands, stuff like that would be pretty cool too.
This is a great question. I love asking this one too. Favorite road trip snack of choice?
It's got to be something salty and crunchy for me. So I love, I'm a big fan of Doritos.
The original Doritos or Cool Ranch?
I like the nacho cheese.
Yep.
Nacho cheese. But yeah, I mean, anything like, you know, salty, crunchy, like bag of chips.
Are you a pretzel guy?
Not really.
No?
Not really. I don't know. I think they're just too bready for me.
Yeah. No, here's another good one. And I'll give you, and I make it two parts. So it's your favorite country song of all time and your favorite song of all time. And I'll give you mine after you give me yours.
I mean, my favorite song of all time, it's probably honestly still an AC/DC tune. Like every time I hear like Thunderstruck or You Shook Me All Night Long, actually probably is that one.
Yeah.
It just like gets me riled up every time still to this day. I love them. Favorite country song is a very hard choice. I'm trying to think of like what my go-to song would be. Like if I like went up to a jukebox somewhere.
Or if someone said, hey, play your favorite country song on stage.
Yeah. If I had to pick a favorite, I've definitely got some go-to songs that are kind of like a never fails song. I mean, Old Red by Blake Shelton.
That's a good one.
Up there. I play that like almost every gig religiously. It is a hard choice. I would say that one's like a go-to for like that's probably my most played song.
Yeah. Here's mine. My favorite country song of all time is Garth Brooks' The Dance.
That's a good one.
And then my favorite all time, I think this is the greatest song of all time, is Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
That's a good one. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I got to meet him back in like 2001, I think it was. Got to meet him down in Ohio. I was good friends with his wife, Dana, her uncle. I was like really good friends with him. And we saw him on a Thursday at Pine Knob. And then that following Tuesday, we went down to Columbus, Ohio and saw him down there. And he actually came out and talked to us for a little bit. And the only question I could ask him was like, hey, did you have fun playing Thursday in Detroit? And he's like, I always have fun playing. So that's always stuck with me is, you know, if you're doing something you enjoy, have fun doing it. And that's why I've kind of like with radio and stuff like that, that's kind of like how I go about doing radio now is just have fun doing it.
That's right. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's got to be fun. You got to find a way to. I mean, obviously, I love doing music, so it's easy for that to be fun for me. But yeah, I mean, that's the best way to not make it feel like you're working.
Yeah,
find something in it you enjoy.
Getting down to the last few questions. What is your biggest goal you're chasing right now?
My biggest goal I'm chasing right now is to make sure that my year gets booked up with music. So this is, believe it or not, actually my first year. Being a full-time musician. So I've been working as an engineer all the way up until like the end of October of last year. So
automotive engineer or
manufacturing.
Okay.
Manufacturing. I actually worked for a company here in town that did they manufacture sprinklers for like fire suppression systems.
Okay.
I designed and built the equipment that manufactured the sprinklers.
Okay. So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool, but music is a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah.
So this is my first year being a full-time musician. Luckily, I've been doing it on the side for, 10 years and, still playing right around 100 shows a year. So it was, it's fairly well established in West Michigan. So luckily, I was able to call up my regular bars and stuff like that and say, hey, I'm transitioning over to some full-time music and just want to see if you guys have any dates that you'd like to give me and so that was a pretty good jump start for me. But yeah, so I would say that my biggest goal is making sure that I get booked up and make sure I'm getting into some new places and I'm trying to be better about staying on top of like posting content and stuff like that. So just be a better businessman, I guess, in general for the music, because it's not just playing music.
Yeah.
So,
what advice would you give other local musicians just starting out?
Oh, stick with it. When I very very first ever picked up a guitar, tried to learn how to read music, and I started over from square one every single day, and I got frustrated and put it down, And then I picked it up again a couple years later, got frustrated, put it down. And every time I did it, you know, I tried learning a different way or a different style of music. Now, by no means am I a really good musician, but I'm always learning new things, and I'll go back and listen to some videos of me like playing and singing from 5 years ago, mm-hmm. even a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And just, it's just like an enormous difference, and, you know, let yourself evolve as an artist and grow into new sounds, new things, and just keep working, because it gets better even if it doesn't feel like it. Mm-hmm. And then you'll go back someday and listen to yourself and say, oh my God, how did somebody else listen to that and yeah. like it? And then listen to yourself now. And it's just always humbling.
Mm-hmm.
But it will make you want to keep going.
Yeah. Final questions. Where can people follow you on social media, and where can they hear your music?
Yeah, I have some social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and I'm kind of trying to figure out the TikTok machine.
Yeah, you got me beat, because I only have Facebook. I don't even know the rest of that stuff. I don't know. I have Instagram, but I've never used it. And I got TikTok, and I've never used it. And
I kind of took the cheater route with Instagram and Facebook, and I linked them together. So every time I post on one, it automatically goes to the other one for me.
Can't beat that, though.
No, you can't. And that's nice. But my pages for Instagram and Facebook are Jesse Klein Music. And then I think my TikTok might actually be the same handle there as well. And then I do have a website. It's like jessekleinmusic.com. And so my social media is, I'll post like my calendar up there month by month. My website has it for like the whole year. But yeah, I'm trying to be better about keeping all that stuff up to date and
yeah.
making sure I post on there all the time. But yeah, I've got music out there on Spotify and Apple Music and all the other online platforms too. It's just under Jesse Klein for those.
Jesse, I want to thank you for being part of this and let me interview you and getting the little bit of behind the scenes of who Jesse Klein is in this little interview that we're doing. And I appreciate it. And hopefully we'll talk to you again. Hopefully maybe this summer, or I'll get out to a show and get out there and see you. And but I just want to thank you for your time. And, good luck to you. And we'll be talking in the future.
Yeah, I really appreciate your time and doing what you do. All the local musicians around Michigan absolutely appreciate it.
Yeah, it's my honor to be able to do it and just get you guys some play on the radio and get your songs out and just have fun with it.
Heck yeah, always keep it fun.
Yeah, that was your episode for Kicking Country and Keeping It Local with Jesse Klein. Jesse, thanks for your time once again.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, this is Jesse Klein, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Remember that time we rode our bikes off the dock into the lake? The snowy Super Bowl Sunday backyard football games. That 100-foot slip and slide down the hill we couldn't stop. Dad's tier one athletic training, we'd wheelbarrow race until we drop. Well, my family's all grown up now, spread around the country now. But every time we get together, it's like we didn't miss a thing. Up on today, all the good and bad to say, raise a toast to another day, storytelling. out on our bonfire barge. The police showed up when we were underage. We all scattered through the woods. Drunk walks home from the bar. We'd follow the railroad tracks, enjoying all the memories we may never get back. Well, my friends are all grown up now, spread around the country now. Every time we get together, it's like we didn't miss a thing. We're talking around the campfire, drinking beers until we get tired, laughing about the way things used to be. We'll catch up on today, all the good and bad to say, raise a toast to another day. My own, I wanna sit with them at home, show them why we raise a toast. 'Cause everybody's all grown up now, spread around the country now. But every time we get together, it's like we didn't miss a thing. Tired, laughing about the way things used to be. We'll catch up on today, all the good and bad to say. Raise a toast to another day, storytelling. Storytelling.
And that's going to do it for another edition of Kickin' Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3. Fresh sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Where our country legends live.